Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Matthew Coller is with us. Purple Insider. It's a must get, must follow on Twitter. So is Coller. Purple Insider this week. You got the Friday mailbag today. Rundown yesterday. Mike Hughes needs a bounce back. Philip Rivers. Battle of two differing offensive philosophies. Can Zimmer fix this Vikings coverage issue on the fly? All sorts of stories from Matthew on a regular basis. Matthew's with us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. I mean, I'm looking at the Twitter contraption, and at 2 o'clock, I see you, Sloan, Henry. I couldn't see who the fourth was. Talking about the Vikings. I mean, you guys realize we're on the air, right? I mean, you're cheating on us.
Well, that was Sam Ekstrom from Zone Coverage was the other person on that. And,
good.
Well, look, I mean, when it comes to a game like that against Green Bay, it's so hard to break down what happened for the regular person that they need to go to an expert like me, right? I mean, who else could tell them that they didn't play any defense at all and that was bad?
I think we've summed it up. We'll talk to you next Friday. Yeah, people can check that out on Twitter, on Facebook. We're coming up with this show, the station is, with Sam, Henry, Sloan, and Matthew on Friday. So it's worth checking out Facebook and Twitter at WCCO Radio. Okay, so by the time you look back at Green Bay, and you're 100% right, there were so many things that stood out that were atrocious, that were awful. But when you broke it down closer, what else stood out about the problems, and the problems really on both sides of the ball?
Well, I mean, it depends on where you want to start, because there's a lot of problems that they had in that game. But where it begins for me is just being able to pressure the quarterback. Aaron Rodgers dropped back 40-something times and was only pressured 7 times. And Andre Patterson, the co-defensive coordinator, pinned that on the lack of coverage on the back end. But I also saw Mike Zimmer dialed up 20 blitzes on 44 dropbacks, which is really unusual Mike Zimmer to do. I mean, yeah, very high, especially since the old kind of saying goes that you blitz the bad ones and you cover against the good ones. And last time I checked, Aaron Rodgers is one of the good ones. And that really tells you exactly how Mike Zimmer felt about his defensive line, that he was trying to dial up all this extra pressure. But what that did was it gave Aaron Rodgers easy reads to go up against one-on-one matchups. And we saw that quite a few times where he's just going down the field in a one-on-one and the Green Bay receiver is better than the corner. So I think that if anything, they might want to flip that around against Philip Rivers. Instead of trying to blitz all the time, he's a guy that gets rid of the ball very quickly. 2.3 seconds last week for Rivers. He is not a quarterback that gets sacked a ton in general, and he is, you know, very smart, makes the right reads. I think that they want to try to disguise coverages a lot more this week as opposed to trying to blitz. I don't know if that was them overthinking things against Aaron Rodgers, but I think if they were to have a do-over, it would be much more, let's try to cover on the back end, put as many, you know, safeties and linebackers dropping into zones to force Rodgers to hold on to the ball rather than giving him those opportunities to target guys one-on-one.
What was going on with the second number one pick, Gladney? Why did he barely play?
So this is interesting, and the Vikings, if you haven't noticed, are not very clear about injury things. If Danielle Hunter's tweak a month and a half ago is still not healed, I guess. But, you know, with Gladney, it was very interesting. He only plays 9 snaps. He had off-season surgery on a meniscus. And then on the Wednesday injury report, he's practicing in full but is listed as having a knee injury. So when did he get that? Well, he was walking up the stairs on Tuesday? Or was that a thing that existed before the game, during the game, early on? He didn't really get in, though, so it's hard to figure out exactly what was going on there. But it's something to watch since he did have to miss a day or two of practice with that knee issue. But from what it looks like, we're going to see a heck of a lot of him this week because Cameron Dantzler is out. And, you know, the thing about these rookie corners, Dantzler and Gladney, is normally Mike Zimmer has taken a 3-year plan with his rookie corners. I mean, if you go back to Trey Waynes, Xavier Rhodes, Mackenzie Alexander, all of those guys, they weren't full-time starters until year 3. So they're asking a lot to begin with of these rookie corners. And now you've got one with kind of a mysterious knee issue. The other one is going to be out with a rib issue. And then you're saying, well, okay, kind of now what? And we always knew if there was any injuries in the secondary, we'd be looking at a very, very thin group. So not having Dantzler, it doesn't make things better, but Gladney will have his opportunity, it looks like, to get on the field and play significant time for the first time in his career.
Ngakoue did nothing. He showed up late. So he hasn't had weeks of practice. He doesn't know the system. He may have tweaked an ankle. Is it also possible he needs another outstanding defensive end on the other side? And if he draws the majority of the attention, that people's expectations for him might need to be lowered significantly?
Yeah, hunting for answers with Yannick Ngakoue was a little bit of an interesting process because he gets here and, you know, we as reporters ask, okay, how long until he's going to be fully up and running? And they say, no time at all. Don't worry. He's going to be fully acclimated, good to go. Don't worry about anything. And then after he has a really poor game, we get, hey, guys, calm down. Yeah. It's only 1 week. He barely had any training camp. But, okay, well, which one is it? I mean, I tend to lean toward not having a training camp and trying to learn some new techniques that the Vikings do with their different defense from the Jaguars is going to require somewhat of a learning curve. I remember when Khalil Mack got traded to the Bears that they only played him maybe 20 or 30 snaps in the first game that he played there too. So that's kind of a position where you need to really be in full shape to be at your best. The problem is they don't really have time to sit around and wait for 4 or 6 weeks for Yannick Ngakoue to get up to full speed because everyone else on that defensive line is a huge question mark. I mean, Shamar Stephen is generally a backup throughout his career. I'm not sure Jaleel Johnson's an NFL player. We saw Jalen Holmes for 30 snaps. He's done nothing in 3 years in his career. I mean, so they need Yannick Ngakoue to be their superstar this week. And it's, you know, he said that he had a bad taste in his mouth and he's looking forward to stepping up. But the amount of excuses that they had for last week makes me think that they're not setting the bar super high against the Colts either.
A little bit shorter on time with Matthew than normal. Matthew Collar's with us. He's fantastic on the NFL. He's great hosting the show. We're very, very lucky to have him on Fridays. Purple Insider is the way to go. Elf Line, speaking of mysterious ailments, all of a sudden with a thumb, he's out. He has certainly drawn the ire of a lot of us in the media, a lot of fans. Is this a loss at all? I mean, how should people view no Elf Line for 3 weeks? At least
well,
3 weeks.
You can't get much worse in terms of pass protection. He was literally, by Pro Football Focus, the worst pass protecting guard in the NFL last year. So you can't do worse than that. He was their worst offensive lineman in terms of pressures in this last game against the Packers, and that was even with Kenny Clark getting hurt halfway through the game. So in pass protection, it's not that big of an issue. But I believe that Drew Samia is going to be the guy that steps up. He was a fourth-round pick from 2 years ago. Now, that is interesting, though, because if he's not as good of a run blocker or a screen blocker as Elfline, that could hurt because they're going up against DeForest Buckner, who's one of the best at his position in the entire NFL. The last time they faced DeForest Buckner in 2018, he annihilated the Vikings offensive line. So, I mean, now you're asking a guy who has essentially never played to go up against a monster. And, you know, think it was bad with Elflein, there's always that potential that someone else with no experience could be worse. As amazing as that is to say about Vikings guards.
Yeah, it's been a problem now for a long, long time. Matthew, next Friday we'll have a lot more time. I really appreciate it. Your stuff's great. Purple Insider. It's well worth it. And give Matthew a follow on Twitter. Be well, sir. We'll talk soon.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Matthew Caller. Jack, William, Nicholas, our Jack, on U.S. Open weekend, joins us in minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.